Jack of News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg at 31, Pretoria and Sanine at 33.
Roadworks around the capital causing a few issues, particularly the N1 northbound roadworks. You've got restrictions and slow-moving traffic, and that is before Rigel Avenue. And Germiston, we've had a crash. N3 northbound, it's after the Eland interchange, and there's queuing traffic.
The DA has welcomed a ruling by the Western Cape High Court temporarily barring the MK Party's parliamentary leader, John Kloppe, from joining the Judicial Service Commission interviews. The court handed down the judgment this morning following an application by the DA calling for his recusal from the JSC. The DA approached the court arguing that it was irrational for Kloppe to serve on a body that interviews judges for vacancies and disciplines members of the judiciary. DA National Spokesperson Karabo Kakao hails the ruling.
The court's decision affirms our position and strengthens the fight to maintain the highest standards of integrity within our judiciary. It cannot be that an impeached judge found guilty of gross misconduct should now hold a position on the JSE, a body entrusted with the responsibility of selecting judges and upholding the highest standards of the judicial integrity.
Rise Mzansi says the government will have to pay 1 billion rand for 3 new driver's license printing machines because the current ones are no longer usable. Minister of Transport Baba Krisi revealed the current machines have reached the end of their lifespan, with each machine costing approximately 334 million rand. Rise Mzansi's Makashule Ghana says local servicing of the new machines is crucial to avoid delays in issuing driving permits.
As Rise Mzansi, we are calling on the Minister of Transport to take the nation into a confidence and to be transparent without interfering in the work of the bidding committee by providing an update to South Africans on how far the process is, as the last update on this matter was given more than 3 months ago on the 10th of June 2024.
The SAPS Border Policing Roving Team, deployed in Limpopo as part of Operation Valamgodi, has seized illicit tobacco products worth more than 21 million rand in Messina. 3 undocumented Zimbabwe nationals were arrested during the operation on Wednesday. According to police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk, the seizure of illicit products, also known as Hubbly Bubbly, was carried out in collaboration with officials from SARS.
The team obtained information that a consignment of illicit tobacco products was making its way on a truck through Messina. The truck was successfully intercepted by the members, which led to the seizure of the illicit tobacco products and the arrest of the 3 suspects.
Australia has seen a rapid rise in mpox cases in the past 3 months, with one health expert concerned that low vaccination rates could be a driving spike outside cities. So far this year, 737 cases have been recorded, with the vast majority of cases occurring in the last few months. In comparison, there has been 26 cases last year and 144 cases in 2022. More on jackaranfm.com. Click on news. And Coldplay is set to surpass Taylor Swift's record next year with a groundbreaking 10-night run at London's Wembley Stadium. Last month, Swift had 8 concerts at the stadium, overtaking the record for any solo singer, which was set by Michael Jackson with his band, Bad Tour in 1988. I'm Jopinaar Hoofnies, die hier die DA verwelkom die interdik teen MKLP John Kloppe.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so Coldplay going to break that big stadium record. That's for Wembley Stadium. But I got to tell you, you know who still holds the record for the O2 Dome? It's Prince. Prince, 12, try 12 nights in a row. Yo. In a row.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't